Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of You Enjoy Life. Hope you're all doing well out there. You know, it's funny because as much as like I know what my passions are, there's so many things I love doing that every once in a while I forget I have a podcast. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I do that as well. And I love that. And making podcasts for y'all is one of my favorite things in the world. But, you know, life gets busy and things get wild. And sometimes I forget to do some of the things that I love. So that being said, I'm excited to be here with y'all. If you're just joining us for the first time, I am Joshua of You Enjoy Life. You know, I've got Instagram. I also have this music group called the Everybody Band. You can check out on Spotify, you know, and all that good stuff. What I'm really here to talk to you about today is manifestation and why you've been doing it wrong. So I remember the first time I learned about manifestation, it kind of blew my mind. At first, I was skeptical, but when I started practicing it, some things happened that were just unexplainable. And what I saw over time, like that book, The Secret, came out and it was all about like the law of attraction and, you know, what you think comes to you. And people started making vision boards and putting Ferraris and big houses and lots of money and all these things that they wanted on it. And then there were people that were making fun of it, and it became this. I remember seeing it on Always Sunny. There was like some vision board. It was all this big joke. It's like you put it on a vision board and it's yours. You know, it's like everyone has these kind of skewed and different ideas about what manifestation actually is. And again, I'm no, you know, expert. I'm not some scientist who's been studying this for hundreds of years or whatever it is. But I do know from experience. And I think at the end of the day, anything that you do is going to be about your own experience. So all you can really do is get out there and give these things a try. But I'm going to open you up to why manifestation doesn't work in the ways you think it does. And I'm saying this because a lot of people struggle with it. A lot of people think, okay, if I just visualize, if I just think about this thing, then you know what? Manifestation is going to do its magic, and all of a sudden, all the things that I could ever want are just going to show up and appear. And then, you know, weeks go by, and what the heck's going on? Why didn't this happen? So there's one key thing that's missing. This is very, very, very important, and honestly, not a lot of people talk about it, so I feel like it's important to share, because I think a lot of times manifestation gets brushed on the surface. Yeah, just think about it, and it will come. So before I really get into that, first I want to talk about a little bit about my experience and how I first kind of understood manifestation. So if you don't know what manifestation is, it's basically, you know, to manifest something. And I'm sure there's a better definition than this, but if you're in the process of trying to manifest something, it's essentially you're trying to make something happen. Like, let's say you really want to be in a committed, you know, relationship or fall in love. Well, maybe you think about it and you think about what that person looks like, and, you know, you look at pictures of people that look like this perfect ideal person, or you write it down and, you know, you pray every night and you ask for it, and you know, the universe, give it to me. And you're in this process of trying to manifest, trying to create something to essentially appear in your world. And there's many different ways that people kind of say how that, you know, process actually works, but that's kind of the general concept. Like, I want to manifest, you know, the best, I want to manifest a perfect job. It's another good example. People want to have a good job. So it's like, instead of just saying like, I hope, you know, there's a good job out there, it's like, I'm going to manifest the perfect job. This is what I want to do. I'm very clear on what I want. And if I just think about it enough, if I just pray on it, if I just imagine it and visualize it, I will manifest that job. It will come to me one day. I will be looking in the ads, or someone will call me saying, hey, we're looking for this, and it's going to be the perfect job. So sounds good and dandy. So when I first got into manifestation, It was kind of when I was learning about the universe, and this is where you'll hear in like the kind of spiritual world, people will say like the universe or God or this or whatever, you know, your belief is. And when I refer to the universe, I refer to kind of like consciousness, kind of like everything. God, consciousness, universe are all sort of the same thing. It's like this intergalactic cosmic world that we're living in, where we can sort of holographically create things with the power of our mind. And you can also study quantum physics if you want to learn a little bit more about that. But when I first got into manifestation and I first started learning about like kind of the powers of the universe and how we're co-creating with the universe to make our dreams and our desires come true, I started testing it out. So I would, you know, I'd visualize things and I would imagine things that I needed. I would ask for things. Instead of struggling to find something, I would just kind of pause and say, you know, hey, universe, or hey, God, you know, I really need this. This is why, like, if you could help me, you know, kind of bring this into existence, whatever the things were. And things started happening to me that I just couldn't explain away. There was coincidences, there were signs, there were symbols that were just showing me the way, leading the way. Where in the past, when I had struggled so much, as a kid, I used to struggle, you know, a lot to to get the things that I wanted. It felt like this struggle. It felt like this long process of thinking and decision-making and all this stuff. But then when I started learning about manifestation, there was an ease. And sure, there's still lots of hard work to be done because I have to get out of my own way. And that's some of the hardest work to do, to get over your own fears. But when I started experiencing these things, amazingness started happening, because I would think about something and then that exact thing would show up the next day, or some sign would show up and it would point me in the right direction. I was like, wow, this really works. You know, a lot of times being in Brooklyn when I was really broke, didn't have a lot of money and struggling to survive. And I remember one time I was just like, I really, truly need a new computer right now. My computer was dying and I was using it for mixing. And of course, I could not afford to get a new computer, $1,500, $1,800, whatever, how much money. I was just like, I really need the funds to have a new computer. And there was nothing on the horizon for me, nothing. And I remember getting home that day, checking the mail. And I didn't even know this was happening, but for whatever reason, there was a certain age bracket where the government was just sending people like a check for, I forget, it was like $1,800. It was like exactly what I needed for my computer. And yes, there are different ways you could explain that, coincidence and this and that, but it's the process of thinking about something, creating a desire, setting an intention, and watching that intention unfold for you. So manifestation is obviously, it's like magic, you know, it's like this amazing tool, this amazing skill that you can develop that will change your life in so many ways. But there's one huge piece that people are missing. And this is why, if you're trying to manifest things that are not manifesting, this is probably why. So first off, it's easy to think about positive thinking and say, hey, if I think about something long enough, it's going to happen. And that's great. And that does work. However, there's a problem with that. And the problem is that oftentimes we don't realize how much we're thinking about. So yes, what you think about, you know, you will attract. But just because you think about the positive thing, like, oh, I just really want to have this dream job or make lots of money or fall in love, doesn't mean you're also thinking about these other things, about the fears. You know, I'm not worthy enough. I'm not good enough. I don't deserve this. Like, no one's ever going to love me. I'm always going to be alone. All those fears are in there as well. So while you're trying to manifest something out of positivity, you actually got to look at your other thoughts, your other actions, and to realize that they're also playing a role into what you're manifesting. It's not as simple as just saying, hey, you know, I just want to manifest this and it's all good. It's all gravy. It's all groovy. No, it takes a lot more than that. So one of the reasons I really want to share that piece is because it's often like those blind spots, those missing pieces. So that's one piece. And there's another piece that plays along in this that's also really important. And this goes back to the mind. And this is another thing that not a lot of people discuss, but it's there and it's so prevalent and it's so important. So your mind, it's a great tool for thinking, but it's not everything. And it's not the only thing that's thinking for you. And this might sound kind of odd, but you are co-creating with the universe. Everything that you see, touch, taste, smell, feel, experience, think about, it's all part of your world. It's not just that you're this, you know, body of flesh and bones and atoms and cells, and there's just you and everybody else. Like, you're connected to everything. So when you're trying to manifest stuff just from your own mind, you miss out on all the other powerful, amazing tools that are out there that are trying to co-create with you, that are trying to work with you, that are trying to make things amazing for you. Because just because you have a thought and a desire doesn't mean there isn't something bigger there that knows. And that's where the universe plays in. That's where, you know, God or consciousness, whatever you want to call it, plays in. Because there are other forces that know what you need. So in a sense, you're always constantly manifesting everything. Everything that you do and experience is always being manifested in your life. But in terms of making changes, being aware that there's something bigger out there that is helping to guide you, that is also making decisions. So you might think, you know, oh, I really want this job. If I just think about it, I'm going to get it. But there might actually be something bigger and better out there for you that your mind can't even comprehend right now. And that is where these bigger, powerful things like the universe play into it. Because when you're co-creating with everything in your life, all those things are playing a role in helping you get what you need. So the mind is like, we give the mind so much credit. I've talked about this before, but it's like, as humans, we give our mind so much credit because it's the thing that's doing the thinking. It's the thing that's like, that thinks it's in control. You know, whatever you're thinking about right now, whatever I'm saying in this moment, Your brain is processing it, but there's this part of you that's thinking and thinking about what I'm saying and trying to comprehend and trying to think and trying to compare. And maybe, you know, maybe you're judging what I'm saying. Maybe you're appreciating. Maybe you're excited. Maybe it clicks for you. Maybe what I'm saying is like, yes, there's like a yes, yes, you're so right. I knew something was missing, or I always thought this, but I could just never put it into words. Or I've tried to explain this to people before and people thought I was crazy or whatever the thing was. Your mind is going in this process right now, trying to decipher what I'm saying to make sense of it, right? And if you were not in this place at all, you wouldn't even be, it's like you'd be speaking a different language. That's why I know whoever's listening to this podcast, I know has the desire to understand this, because if you are not someone who found my podcast, there is a chance, not saying for everybody, but there's a chance that it would just be like gibberish, right? You'd be like, what universe manifestation? What the hell are you talking about, man? Right? Because there's so much that goes into understanding where I'm coming from right now. So if you're here, I know that you can understand it, but maybe it just takes a little bit of thinking outside the box. And the reason that I say that the mind is a powerful tool, but it's not everything, is because if you're spending too much time just in the state of processing and not trusting that there is something bigger helping to guide you, then what you're going to be manifesting are going to be probably superficial things in a lot of ways. You know, money, success, things that like are material things. I really want to manifest a new car. And that's great. Listen, I just got a new car 2 days ago. And I manifested the car. But what I'm trying to get at is that there are bigger things going on that are helping you manifest what you really need. So why is that important? Well, there's many reasons. But one big thing is that there's a lot of frustration that people experience around manifestation. Because we believe that when the things that we want don't come our way, that we're doing something wrong or there's a problem. But like I said, there's something bigger helping to guide you. So whatever you're getting, you need to appreciate and understand that you are manifesting the things that you need. It's like you can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need. And I think that is an amazing quote. Thank you, Rolling Stones. I think it's an amazing quote because there are things that we want, and oftentimes our manifestation comes from our wants and our desires, but our needs are far deeper. To having our needs truly met. You know, we might be struggling to eat well, but it's like, and we're like, oh, I can't afford good food, but yet we're buying video games, right? And we're going out and getting lots of drinks at bars. And we're acting like, oh, I can't afford, you know, to have good food and the things I want. But we're not really looking at what our true needs are. We're looking at what our surface, you know, kind of superficial desires are, and we're putting our energy into those. That's why there's something bigger that is there guiding you, that's helping you. So you can actually feel supported and uplifted in that experience. So recently I bought a new car. We have a Forester. We need to get a second car, and I bought an Outback. And the process was interesting for me because, you know, I had a sense of what I wanted, but I wasn't totally sure. And I saw the process where I was really struggling at first. And this happens to me a lot where like I'm struggling and I'm struggling and I'm struggling and I'm trying to force something. I'm like on websites every day searching for, you know, this type of car with this many miles and this price and this features and blah, 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 blah. And I'm calling dealerships and I'm going to places and I'm just like trying to find this and that and the other thing. Instead of just like dropping in and just kind of trusting my intuition, I started to see in the process there were moments where I almost bought a car that just didn't feel quite right because I was getting so frustrated. I was getting really frustrated because I wasn't allowing myself just to be in a place of flow and trust. And I got into this car and there were things about it that, you know, I really wanted. It was the exact car I wanted, but it had way more miles than I wanted. And it was just kind of grimy. Even though they hadn't finished cleaning it yet, it's just like there's something off about the feeling of it. And some of the paint was chipping and things like that. And then I'm in there like looking at the numbers and just kind of like getting frustrated. And I was like, you know what? I just have this feeling. So I checked my phone and this car that I really wanted, for whatever reason, the dealership had told me that it was gone. It was sold. And I went back online. I saw that it was still on their website. So I called in and they said they had it. And it was the exact same car that I had just test drove with a lot less miles and better condition for the, pretty much the exact same price. So I told the guy, I was like, listen, I need to be in integrity. I appreciate you helping me out today, but I just found the same car, you know, but better. And I went over there and I saw the car and I checked it out and went for a test drive. And the woman who was at the dealership, you know, the saleswoman, she was like, how are you so chill right now? She's like, I've never met someone buying a car so chill. And I was like, listen, I just, you know, this is just a big process and you just have to trust and just be in flow and whatever, whatever. And I just spent the whole time so chill, was not stressed out as I signed the 1,000 signatures I had to sign for all the paperwork and making all the decisions. I just trusted my gut and I sat there. And when I got in the car, it felt good. It felt like my car. It felt right because I allowed myself to be in that flow. So you will often find that you'll be in these states of frustration, and that's okay because you can always get back on the train. Another quick story. Many years ago when Jack and I, we used to have roommates and we rent out the space and we were struggling to find a roommate. And we had just someone move out and the days were going by and I was posting on Craigslist. I was on Facebook, reaching out to everyone I could think of. And I was just like struggling, trying to really truly make this happen. And we were about a day away from needing to have a roommate or we were going to have to basically forfeit that rent and pay it ourselves. And that was a lot of money at the time for us. So I'm just like lying in bed and just like really frustrated and stressed out. And all of a sudden it hit me. I said, wait a minute. I haven't done the one thing that has proven to me to work that's far easier and has no stress involved. And that's just to ask the universe. So I laid on my bed and I said, you know, dear universe, please help find us the perfect roommate. You know, and I expressed what I was looking for. And I was clear about it. You know, someone who's clean, someone who's responsible, someone who's, you know, going to pay rent on time, someone that we connect with, that we have a deeper bond with, that can open us up to new things and kind of co-create whatever it was. And I just laid back and I just asked. I got up, went to my computer, and there was an email there from someone who sounded perfect. We had them come over that day or the next day, I forget. They were perfect. They signed the contract. Boom, new roommate. And it was like, that was another moment where I remembered. It's that remembering that's so profoundly powerful. To remember that you have the power to actually manifest and create the things that you want in your life is an amazingly wonderful and beautiful thing. So again, if you are struggling to get the things that you want, look deeper for your needs and start asking for them and start creating and take responsibility to know that whatever you're getting right now, you are manifesting. So, excuse me. If you are someone who feels like a lot of things come into your life are negative and are bad, the first step you can do is actually take responsibility. Take responsibility and say, you know what? I'm manifesting this, because whether you know it or not, you're manifesting everything. That is the biggest point to this. Whether you're fully aware of it or not, you are literally manifesting everything that's coming into your life all the time, every second. And that can be scary. It's like, whoa, that's a lot of responsibility, but it's also a beautiful thing, because if you can manifest what you have right now, you can manifest something different. If you don't like the situation you're in, you can actually look at it differently and create new things for yourself. And a lot of that just comes down to looking at your fears, looking at your real desires, looking at where you're really putting your attention. It's easy to say, hey, I want to manifest a lot of money, but you're sitting on your couch playing video games doing nothing. And I guess some people can make money doing that, but for the most part, if you're just sitting around doing nothing and just saying, hey, I'm manifesting this, it's not coming true. It's because you're also manifesting, you know, for you to stay in that exact same cycle over and over and over again. So you got to start really truly digging into yourself, looking into yourself. Again, that is where journaling and writing comes into play. The more we write, the more we journal, the more we get clear on who we are, the more we get clear on what we're doing, and the more we get clear on all the things that we're experiencing and creating, we can actually start to be aware of what we've done and how we can make those changes. So I'm going to leave you with that. It's been great chatting with y'all as usual. Sending so much love. Again, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, you can check it out. Also, Anchor is the app that actually makes this podcast, and I think they're freaking great. I have many more podcasts. You can also go on You Enjoy Life on my Instagram as well as my YouTube channel. I have a ton of videos there. I talk about, recently put out a video about depression. I've put out a video about struggling with food addiction. And a lot of good stuff. There's cooking videos, there's music, there's all kinds of fun stuff, really just to help you live in joy. Because to live a life of joy, it takes time, it takes practice, it takes growth. But together we can get there. So speak to you soon.